We come to the Lord's table this day, and I wanted to share a couple reflections about the word Holy Communion. Holiness is a unique property. Somehow it gets applied to a lot of things within the church, but you know, holiness is, when I mentioned a word to you, is just synonymous with the divine, something that has the embodiment of the divine in it. And inasmuch as holy being is God, then all other beings are a little bit less than that. It's possible for just plain old being, us, to have holy being. But it's never our property to create it. It just happens. It's possible for places to be holy places. Holiness happens, and you don't really have any control over it. But if you're sensitive to it, you'll know when there's a certain sense of holiness about something. We come here in Holy Communion because we're going to celebrate a unity with the divine. When we consecrate these elements, they become holy. And in that sense, in that moment, you're communing with the Almighty. And it makes this a holy place. I will share some words from Frederick Buechner with you in this kind of quirky little book that he wrote here. I think he does great stuff. I think he does quite imaginative things. Only God is holy, just as only people are human. God's holiness is his godness. To speak of anything else as holy is to say that it has something of God's mark upon it. Times, places, things, and people can all be holy, and when they are, they're usually not hard to recognize. And then he says something here that's really very interesting. One holy place I know is a workshop attached to a barn. There's an old wood-burning stove, and it's made out of an old oil drum. There's a workbench, dark, dented, with shallow hammer marks all over it. The cat lives there. There's a girly calendar on the wall, plus various lengths of chain and rope and shovels and rakes and all kinds of things of different sizes, worn-out jackets, caps on pegs, an electric clock that doesn't keep time. There's a workbench with two small plug-in radios, both of which have something seriously wrong with them. There's several metal boxes full of wrenches and saws and all that sort of thing. There are a couple of chairs with rungs missing. There's an old yellow bulldozer with its tracks knocked off, parked up against a wall on one side of it. The place smells mainly of engine oil and smoke, both of wood and pipe smoke. The windows are small, and even on bright days when there's light, it comes through only mainly in window-sized patches on the floor. I have no idea why this place is holy, but you can tell it is the moment you set foot in it, if you have an eye for such a thing. For reasons known only to God, it's one of the places he uses to send his love into this world. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So once upon a time, when I was in boarding school in my junior year at the end of the year, on Sunday afternoon, you had relentless submission, always had to go to chapel, a.k.a. God Box, that adobe structure that was over on the corner of campus, Santa Fe architecture, adobe, great big hand hewn beams and all that. And some genius who had actually designed it decided you didn't need a stained glass window behind the altar part because it looked at Pike's Peak. Okay. So there we are near the end of the school year. And week after relentless week, some well-meaning preacher or some kind of social activist or just some general do-gooder would descend on this place and try to give a very unpromising message week after relentless week, see? And there's 300 guys all in their suits and getting ready to go to dinner, not the least bit interested in going to chapel. But that was the drill, see? And so this night, something odd happened. Somebody walked in, and maybe it's just because they weren't prepared or didn't have anything to say, and they said, "Well, we're going to turn the lights off, and you can look out the window." And in the silence of that, you could watch the sunset behind Pike's Peak. And in the only time I was there for 4 years, it was a holy place. There were a few good messages from a few good preachers, but most of the time it was just people trying to fill up time. But in just an occasion that somebody had the absolute insight, look at this, it's glorious. And in silence, it was a holy place. You come to the Lord's table, and it can be a holy place. Any place can be a holy place.